Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, a new report from Bloomberg goes deep on what to expect from iOS 27 this year. The report explains that Apple is planning noticeable design changes across many areas of the iPhone interface with iOS 27. The interface changes, according to the story, are meant to streamline the liquid glass design language introduced with iOS 26. One of the biggest changes will reportedly be for the camera app, which saw its own dramatic redesign last year as part of iOS 26. According to the story, the camera app will become fully customizable in iOS 27. Users will be able to choose their own set of controls to appear at the top of the camera app interface as part of a new system that Apple is calling Widgets. The app will continue to launch with the same default set as today, with toggles for resolution, night mode, flash, and live photos, but users will be able to switch over to an advanced array of options or choose their own items. Each capture mode has its own set of widgets that can be picked from a new tray that slides up from the bottom of the app. Advanced options for the tray include things like depth of field and exposure controls, while the widgets are split into categories of basic, manual, and settings. Users can also swap in controls for the timer and photographic styles, and there are new grid and level options inside the app itself. Apple has also moved the toggle that lets users see all available controls from the top right of the camera app interface to a new spot on the right side of the shutter button. The updated camera app also includes a new Siri mode alongside photo and video and other options. This will make it easier for users to tap into Apple's visual intelligence feature. In Safari, Bloomberg reports that iOS 27 will introduce a new start page with four tabs at the top to make it easier to switch between favorites, bookmarks, reading lists, and browsing history. The weather app will add a new conditions section on the main page for each location. This will show users more in-depth data for things like rain and wind, which is currently hidden on a separate page in the weather app for each city. Apple is also reversing course on one of the key design changes that introduced with iOS 26, the tab bar. Currently, most apps have a search button that sits separately from the rest of the navigation bar, but in iOS 27, Apple plans to combine the search tab with the other tabs in apps such as podcasts, TV, music, health, and news. There will be a new animation that shows the keys sliding up from the bottom when a user brings up the on-screen keyboard. The Image Playground app has been completely redesigned, and Apple is also adding a new Describe a Change option to easily edit an image after it's been created, and it's been testing upgraded models to make images created with the app more lifelike. The report also reaffirms that Siri will be completely rebuilt in iOS 27, moving away from being a voice assistant and becoming an always-on agent that can tap into personal data and take action across apps. It's also being redesigned to conduct back-and-forth conversations with a chatbot interface similar to standalone apps like ChatGPT and Gemini. Siri will now be in the dynamic island, so when a user says the wake word or holds down the power button to activate the assistant, there's a large pill-shaped Siri animation that appears at the top center of the iPhone's interface. Users will also be able to activate a new system-wide search feature by swiping down from the top corner of the screen. When they do this, a new search or ask button will appear in the dynamic island. The search or ask interface will look similar to Spotlight search on the iPhone today, but will be able to show more advanced results and additional data from specific applications. Users will also be able to switch between Siri and third-party options like ChatGPT or Gemini as their search engine. And finally, another key Siri addition is AI-powered search from the open web. This will allow for general knowledge questions to get detailed answers for the first time. And separately from all of this, Siri will also have a standalone app for the first time. This will look similar to other apps like ChatGPT and let users view past conversations with Apple's assistant, search between those conversations, and upload files and images for further analysis. All of this is expected as part of iOS 27, but whether it all ships or is even announced as part of iOS 27.0 remains to be seen, but we'll learn more at WWDC next month. We are sponsored this week again by Bitwarden. You can get started with the Bitwarden Password Manager today including a free plan with unlimited passwords, by hitting the link in the show notes or going to bitwarden.com. Bitwarden helps you generate and store strong, unique passwords and passkeys across all of your devices, so you're not reusing the same login everywhere. It also keeps things simple with autofill for passwords, cards, and identities, plus Vault health reports to flag weak or compromised passwords. With end-to-end encryption and built-in protection against phishing and data breaches, Bitwarden is trusted by over 10 million users and 50,000 businesses worldwide. So hit the link in the show notes or head to bitwarden.com to get started today and help keep all of your accounts protected. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring the show. Rounding out today, way back in 2020, a patent application revealed that Apple was considering adding Touch ID to the digital crown of the Apple Watch. Leaked code appeared in watchOS last year that suggested this feature might be in development and coming soon. But now a leaker with a decent track record says Apple has rejected this idea over cost and battery life concerns. The rumor explains that Apple's current strategy is to focus on unlocking the Apple Watch with a passcode or by having your nearby iPhone unlocked with Face ID. From a hardware perspective, Apple reportedly believes that adding Touch ID to the Apple Watch simply will take up too much space and too much battery life. Apple's focus for the Apple Watch hardware is to continue increasing the battery size and battery life and adding new, more advanced health sensors. Adding Touch ID biometric authentication to the Apple Watch would get in the way of those goals, hence why Apple has reportedly dropped its plans to add the feature. There are also, of course, questions about how useful Touch ID on the Apple Watch would actually be. As most people put their Apple Watch on once per day in the morning, unlock it at that point, and then don't have to think about authentication until they repeat that process the next morning. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.